I'd like to welcome the public here, too.
Yes.
Yeah, you're not as popular as you.
All of our
these are the kind of meetings we like.
I have to start singing. I have to go.
I don't know. Welcome to the Board of Equalization meeting for the Washington County and the Chambers on Tuesday, October 1st, 2024. Our first item is the approval of the minutes of September 17th, 2024.
So moved.
I'll second that motion.
Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay.
Our next item, our consideration of BOE.
Okay, so you have three handouts. So the first handout is an attached list of 135 accounts, and these are all accounts that are, there's no change to market value, but the assessment level is being changed to primary residential.
Okay. Compared to 1,000 and going the other direction.
Well, these are from non-primary to primary, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. That we accept the recommendations to change the properties listed before us from non-primary to primary.
I'll second the motion.
Motion is second. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, and then the next single sheet of paper are properties that have no adjustments to market value with the changes to the assessment level from primary to non-primary residential. There's a nine here.
Chairman, I move that we approve the recommendation of changing these nine accounts from primary to non-primary.
I'll second that motion.
Motion and a second. All in favor of those items, say aye.
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 Okay, then the next handout has several motions in it, so we'll just take them one at a time. Okay. The first one, there's two accounts. They have adjustments to market value and change of assessment level to primary residential.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we accept these two adjustments to market value and changes in assessment level of primary residential.
I'll second that motion.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, then the next one is just one account. There's no change to market value, and we're changing the assessment level to primary, but only for partial. It's a assisted living type place, and there's some, I think it is, what is it like?
Yeah, so there are very limited that are full-time.
Yeah.
Most of it's a rehab center, so they come.
It's dual purpose.
Right, yeah. So it's dual purpose. So it's just a small part of it's been changed to primary.
Very good. Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we change this property listed. No market value changes, but change the assessment level to partial primary residential.
I'll second the motion.
Motion and second. All in favor say
aye.
Aye.
Okay, then the next single file is a file that has no adjustments to market value, but the assessment level is being removed from FAA. This was one of the urban farming, and it's no longer being farmed, so we're taking that FAA off.
Chairman, I move adjust this one parcel to market value with adjustment to market value and removal of FAA.
I'll second that.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, then the next group, they're at the bottom of page one, and then they go on to the top of page, well, no, I'm sorry, they're all on the bottom of page one. These are properties that have no adjustment to market value, and the assessment level is going to be changed to partially exempt. So some are exempt going to part taxable, some are taxable going to partially exempt.
Very good. Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we accept the recommendations on these properties to no adjustment to market value, but to change the assessment level to partially exempt.
Before I take that, the 3-4 West?
Let's see, do you know on this one, Josh? 3-4 West, St. George. See, we might need to find a folder.
So, sorry, I was talking.
It's the partial exemption. It's a partial exempt one that marked it. Can you find it from, it's 281. See, we're going in the folder.
Hold on, is this going to be the first time in 18 years?
Yes, since I've been here. So let's make a fanfare or something. It might be just a set or something where they're sending a piece of roadway or something. Let me look, because I don't have all these numbers.
281?
281.
Are they
on
the
street? Why are you finding that? What is today?
October 1st.
It's October 1st. Have you ever been done with BOE this early?
Yeah, we actually had to finish it by October 1st. Yeah.
Okay.
Because we kind of
Nice try, though, right?
Okay, never mind.
Have you ever dated someone who's dancing?
Oh, it's in the front.
It's right here. It should be up in the front. There it is. Okay, I'm sorry. Can they move them in order?
I'm just saying these guys are awesome.
All right, let's see what this is.
No, there was a lot to do. It was well timed.
I was trying to give you a compliment with that one.
Okay, so. Exempt, and now it's going to be partially taxable. That's why it's in the name of.
That's the right direction.
Okay, so it's going to the it's going to be taxable for just a portion of the year because of when they purchased it. So by next year, it will probably most likely be all taxable.
Okay, makes sense.
Then I will second the motion.
Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Passes. Continue your turn.
Okay, then from page 2 all the way to page 10 are all properties that have changes, adjustments to market value.
Chairman, I move that we accept all these properties with adjustments to market value.
I'll second that motion.
Motion second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, then the next group, page 10 to page 12. Page 10 to the bottom of page 11 are all properties that have no adjustment to market value.
Who is the one that's the 20% and a million?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I miss that one? I did. Okay. Good catch. Okay, so I think I told you last time that the legislature makes us spell out any properties that are going from, that are going to have a reduction of 20% and $1 million, so it's both. Okay. And this is one in Pine Valley Holding.
So this was a different assisted living center that was recently purchased. There was an appraisal, talked to the appraiser that did it, this kind of got a lot of deferred maintenance, and we were kind of surprised. It seems a little low, but we vetted it as much as we could. It is what it is, so.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to accept the recommendations on the property listed here to adjust market value with a change of 20% and $1 million.
Second.
Motion and second on that item. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, then we'll move to the ones that have no change to market value.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve these properties listed with no changes to, no adjustments to market value.
I'll second that.
And the last one is a new thing that the state's kind of requiring us to do. So these four files, they were all filed late. So in the past, we would just say you're late. And now the state tax commission is kind of like, well, you need to take them, and then you need to have your commission decide if they want to dismiss them. And then when they do, they can come to us. And then so anyways, bottom line is they're late. They gave no explanation for being late. The statute lets them be late under four specific reasons. One is somebody died and no one else could file. One is someone was in the hospital and no one else could file. One is there's a factual error on the property that both parties agreed to themselves and us. The fourth one is extraordinary and unforeseen circumstances. They made no explanation why they're late. They just stuck them in. So we're asking you to dismiss them. They will maybe go to the state, and then the state will ask them why they were late. And if they determine that they have a reason and they ask us what we think, then we might open them up for a hearing or to let them file. But right now, we have nothing to go on other than late is late. They came in, one came in the mail late and one came in an email late. So we're just asking you to dismiss them for today, and we'll see what happens.
Have we informed them that they're late?
Well, we're going to if you say that they're dismissed for being late. And then they're on the letter that we've typed up that tells them they can go to the state, but they can only go to the state to appeal the late filing determination. Because a lot of times those they'll want to go to the state and they'll want to argue it with the state. But they can't do anything in front of the state tax commission until we hear it at the Board of Equalization. So now that the lateness has to be adjudicated. Are they late? Well, why were they late? Did they have a reason? They said nothing. They just filed. A lot of times they just throw them in and see if they stick. So we're going to dismiss them, which is what kind of how we were told to do it. If that's up to you, you can tell me today, hear them. But I wouldn't suggest it because they haven't given us anything on the under the statute, that, and there's a statute now, a rule that spells it out pretty carefully when you can file a name appeal. So.
Right. Well, they always have next year, right?
This is true. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we had one last year that we didn't allow them to file, and then the state had us take it. We said they were late, and it went through the whole motion, all through the steps, and it ended up, the state dismissed it and said, no, we're late, it's too late. So, it just depends.
There have been one that I remember that we've done that came in late. This has been years ago, maybe, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago, maybe longer.
The error one. There was an error in something, and we took it.
No, this is a different one. So, it was a guy who called, hey, I need an appeal, and I'm like, I can't. He's like, well, and he knew the statute, he was an attorney, but he had been in a coma in the hospital, not physically able to appeal, and nobody was able to do it for him. And that's the kind of thing that this allows for. So, if you're just late because you weren't feeling good, but it's like if somebody died and nobody could do it for them, or you were physically incapacitated because of a medical issue, and so we're like, oh yeah, you checked the boxes, we opened it up, we had a pill, we took care of it, but that's the only time.
We had one with an error in the acreage.
Right.
A long time ago, we let them open it, but then they wanted to open it up for everything, and the state was like, no, you can only open it for the error. The county can address the error. You don't get to open it up now for market value and everything else because it's the factual error that both parties agreed to. So we'll see if something comes back on this. We might open
it up. They'll have their chance if they can prove that they were late because one of those specific reasons that the law allows for, then we'll open it back up. But they haven't indicated any of those.
But until we deem it late or dismissed, they can't appeal.
Right.
Right now, they're appealing why they were late.
If they want to appeal to the state, they would be appeal to the state now. This decision today that they're late.
We open a different door.
Right.
And Mr. Chairman, I move that we dismiss these four properties for being late.
I'll second that motion.
Motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
That's it. We're all done. DOE is wrapped up.
DOE is done.